ادامه بحث مربوط به برنامه های تک تک
Iran's soft-spoken parliament speaker Ali Larijani moderated the long and often noisy five-day debate leading to the approval of 18 out of 21 cabinet ministers and President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's new government. Larijani read out the vote tallies for each of the 21 cabinet posts, indicating which ministers had won approval and which had not.
در مورد وزارت دفاع و پشتیبانی نیروهای مسلح جناب آقای احمد وحیدی
He said out of 286 members of parliament, 227 voted to approve President Ahmadinejad's choice of Ahmed Vahidi as defense minister. The controversial Vahidi is the subject of an arrest warrant by Interpol for the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires, Argentina, which left 85 people dead. The voting took place in a calm and orderly fashion, despite the many outbursts during the long debate. Parliament members quietly stood in line to cast paper ballots for each of 21 cabinet nominees. Marzia Vahid Dasjerdi took the oath of office after winning parliamentary approval to become the first woman minister since the founding of the Islamic Republic in 1979. Thus, Jurdi, who is a former member of parliament and a gynecologist by profession, will be Iran's new health minister. Two other women cabinet picks failed to win the approval of parliament after Speaker Larijani read out the vote tallies against them. Suzanne Kashavaraz and Fatima Ajourlu were defeated after many members complained that they had insufficient experience. Another of President Ahmadinejad's cabinet picks, Oil Minister Masoud Mirkazemi, was narrowly approved despite multiple attacks against him by the president's own parliamentary bloc. President Ahmadinejad, flanked by Speaker Larijani, stood alongside his new ministers and read off a list of goals for his new cabinet. Few analysts had expected his cabinet choices to win such broad approval, especially after his controversial re-election following the disputed June 12th election. Mr. Ahmadinejad told reporters after the parliament vote that Iran would not bow to world pressure over its nuclear program. No one can impose sanctions on Iran any longer, he insisted. We welcome sanctions. He went on to say that Iran has given its package of proposals to the world community to debate and resolve the crisis. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.